Harper Audio presents Capital Dames, The Civil War and the Women of Washington, 1848 to 1868, by Cokie Roberts. I'm the author. Because I write about women, I have dedicated my books to them. But I realize I wouldn't have been able to write these books without the men in my life having taken me seriously, first as a girl and then as a woman. So it is those men, three of whom we lost last year, I thank with this book. My father, Hale Boggs. My brother, Tom Boggs. My brother-in-law, Mark Roberts. My brother-in-law, Paul Sigmund. And most especially, my husband, Stephen Roberts. Woman was at least 50 years in advance of normal position, which continued peace would have assigned her. Clara Barton, Memorial Day Address, May 30th, 1888. The war had torn the whole social fabric like an earthquake. Women of education and the finest intellectual gifts are to be found in every department. Mary Clymer Ames, 10 Years in Washington, 1873. Introduction. We all recognize that image of Rosie the Riveter, the symbol of American women who went to work in defense industries during World War II, her head wrapped in a red bandana, her fists thrust upward displaying an impressive bicep with the proud motto, "We can do it." And do it they did. 18 million women workers, comprising one-third of the U.S. labor force, took on all kinds of jobs they had never done before, not just in the munitions and aircraft factories, but as shipyard and railroad workers, taxi drivers, newspaper reporters, farmers, scientific researchers, and government girls.